this bulletin. Thousands of homes evacuated and dozens of people rescued as Sydney suburbs flood for the second time this year. Fighting intensifies for one of the last remaining cities under Ukrainian control. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios laughs off suggestions from Wimbledon opponent Stefanos Tsitsipas that he's a bully. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Thousands of homes have been evacuated and dozens of people have been rescued as Sydney suburbs flood for the second time this year. The rain is expected to intensify overnight, with an east coast low likely to bring more torrential downpours from tomorrow. Margie Gardner is among the residents in the suburb of Camden who were woken and told to leave by 7 o'clock this morning as her suburb became all but submerged.
We've lived here about 27 years and we've seen it flood, but this is the worst I've seen it in my time here, and it's devastating. I really feel sorry for the businesses. It's the fourth time it's happened this year. And as I said, we spoke to somebody who said in an hour it's gone up 4 inches.
Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says no information has been provided to him that would support the reintroduction of mandated mask wearing to combat COVID-19. Some media outlets are reporting that Australia has passed 10,000 COVID deaths today, but that has not been confirmed to SBS by the Federal Health Department. Some experts are calling for the reintroduction of masks as a simple way to help reduce the spread of the virus as illness continues to surge across the country. Mr. Butler says they are expecting a rise in COVID infections, but that's all the more reason to encourage those who haven't had their third dose to get one, not to enforce mask wearing.
It is clear that we expect an increase in cases over coming months with the increased prevalence of the BA4 and BA5 subvariants of the Omicron variant. We're clear about that from the health advice, and it just reinforces my call over the last couple of weeks to those almost 6 million Australians who are eligible but have not yet had their booster shot. Get out and get a booster. You are not fully protected against this subvariant with just 2 doses of the vaccine.
Victorian Labor MP Ben Carroll has paid tribute to his former colleague Jane Garrett, who has died from breast cancer aged 49. Ms. Garrett served as an MP in the Victorian Parliament since 2010, including as the member for Brunswick and for Eastern Victoria and the Emergency Services Minister. Her death on Saturday evening was announced in a statement from her family, who have been offered a state funeral. Transport Minister Ben Carroll says the Labor family is in mourning.
This is a devastating loss, not only for the Labor movement, but her family as well. 3 young children that she was a wonderful mother to, a husband, and she also was a daughter. And she's loved and cherished by all of her community. And let's also remember too, Jane has been a wonderful servant to the Labor movement.
To the war in Ukraine, and fighting continues to intensify in the battle for Lysychansk. It's the last remaining city in the country's eastern Luhansk province under Ukrainian control. Russia and Ukraine are at odds over the region, with both sides having claimed ownership. But an advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky concedes the city could fall within days. Speaking in his nightly address, President Zelensky says there's a sense of complacency in many of the rear cities, but warns the war is not yet over.
As of just this evening, there have already been 6 missile strikes, a total of 12 missiles. In Mykolaiv, in the Donetsk region, airstrikes have continued. Brutal hostilities continue along the entire front line. In Donbas, the epicenter, of course, in the cities of the Luhansk region, hostile activity is intensifying in the Kharkiv region. We managed to drive the occupying forces out of Ivanivka in the Kherson region, and we continue to put pressure in the south of our state.
In tennis, and Nick Kyrgios has laughed off allegations from opponent Stefanos Tsitsipas that he's a bully. The Australian beat Tsitsipas in 4 sets in a wild third-round match at Wimbledon. At one point, Kyrgios demanded Tsitsipas be disqualified for hitting a ball into the crowd, which narrowly missed a spectator, while Kyrgios also abused the umpire and was reported by a linesman for swearing. He says the complaints from attempts to Tsitsipas about him show his opponent is not tough enough.
I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how I bullied him. He was the one hitting balls at me. He was the one that hit a spectator. He was the one that smacked it out of the stadium. I didn't do anything. I was actually, like, apart from me just going back and forth to the umpire for a bit, I did nothing towards Stefanos today that was disrespectful. Like, maybe he should figure out how to beat me a couple more times first. He's that soft, like, to come in here and say I bullied him and stuff, that's just soft. Like, that's just, we're not cut from the same cloth.
Meanwhile, Australia has had the best showing at Wimbledon this century. Along with Kyrgios, wins for Alex de Minaur and Jason Kubler in the men's and Ayla Tomljanovic in the women's mean Australia has four players in the fourth round of the Wimbledon singles tournament. And that's the latest in SBS News.